And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We are back. Hour number 2 of 3 hours today. The first hour flew right by. Thursday, May the 12th, 2016, 1:14 coming up on 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Joined in studio today by really two fun gentlemen and two legendary gentlemen in the world of professional wrestling. Thunderbolt Patterson and Mr. USA, Tony Atlas. And we are going to take calls later on in this hour. So if you have a question, hold it, because we've got some ground to cover here, and we'll come back to you. But the toll-free line, 740-383-9944, and we'll be on live through 3 o'clock this afternoon. And don't forget the big event tonight, Spring Brawl, Night of 1,000 Stars, 7 p.m., Tri-Rivers Career Center, 7 p.m., $10 a seat. Doors open at 6 p.m. The question on the table before we went to break was, why in the world of sports, NBA, NFL, can a gentleman like LeBron James be the highest paid man in basketball, African American, and in 70 years of television wrestling with revenues, it has not happened for really any minority, any African American, any Latino, and Tony Atlas has the answer.
The answer to that question, you said it during the break, believe it or not. I told Thunderbolt that I have never work for the WWE. I have never worked for the NWA. I never worked for Georgia. I was always classified as an independent employee. And what that means, that Tony Atlas is not a person, he's a company. So they do a contract, they subcontract you work. So they're not responsible for anything. They're not responsible for insurance. They're not responsible. You have to get all that yourself. If I had to get insurance on myself, I had to get it myself. The NWA put insurance on their wrestlers. The NBA put insurance on their on their players. Every sport is ran as a team, and you work for that company. The only people on the WWE roster that is an employee all the people that work in the office, the secretaries and these type people. But all the wrestlers of the WWE are independent employees, which means you sign up a contract and they subcontract your work. When they pay you, if they promise to pay you $100,000 a year, you get $100,000 a year. When you get your check, there's no Social Security to come out of there. There's no Medicaid, no Medicare. There's nothing to come. You just get a flat check. Now, it's up to you to pay your state taxes, your federal taxes, to pay your own insurance, to pay your own Social Security. They subcontract work. The WWE is not one wrestler at the WWE right now today that is an employee of the WWE. That's why when you get hurt or something, you get no disability. You get no work comp, because how can you get disability from you? How you get work comp from you? They got you classified as a business. When he hired me, he subcontract me work. But I was never an employee of the WWF or WWE or any wrestling organization. Thunderbolt Patterson was never an employee of the WWE or WWF. Now, they may have some guys now that they consider, but when they come, and the reason that they do that, so they don't have to fool with your taxes, they don't have to fool with work comp, they don't have to fool with disability, they don't have to fool with time off or none of that. All wrestlers are subcontractors, and that is the reason why wrestlers come out in a worse shape than any professional athlete in the world. Got nothing to do with color. They do it too. They did the same to Tommy Rich, they did to Thunderbolt Patterson and Tony Atlas.
Now, I hope people heard that. I have a couple follow-up questions.
We are subcontractors. Are not employees of the WWE.
Now, that being...
Never have been.
Now, the two follow-up questions I have to that are, when it was the territorial days, and you had Eddie Graham in Florida and the Crocketts in the South...
We were not employees.
I understand. But in that day, I'll give them a pass why they did that, because they were little companies all over regional. But now that you're Vince McMahon and you're worldwide, why has that not changed?
If it not broke, why fix it? Because nobody ever looked into that. Now we do a lot of talking about racism, but I'm gonna tell you something that wrestling have done for years, and Thunderbolt could back me up on this, that they have done for years, and nobody ever spoke out about it. Sexism. The only way a woman could make it in professional wrestling is slim and none. Unless she take half of her clothes off. Do you realize they don't even have women wrestlers no more?
Yes.
They divas.
Yeah.
They got rid of the term women wrestler because it gives the women credibility. Me and Thunderbolt, we knew a lot of great women wrestlers. They never had a woman. And if a woman started to get as big as one of the males, they would cut her down. They did it with Wendy Richter. So women have always been, most of the guys, Thunderbolt can tell you, didn't even want women in the business.
What about Moolah?
Moolah hung around for all these years. Nobody knew Moolah until she was 60. She had to wrestle for 50 years, 40, 50 years, just to get some type of recognition. Mae Young had to do it for 40 to 50 years to get some type of recognition. It took Moolah. I'll tell you a quick story about Moolah. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, back in 1978. They invited Dusty Rhodes, the two Funk Brothers, Andre the Giant, and I think Rocky Johnson. We had to go to the airport to pick up every wrestler, but Moolah. She drove. She was a world women champion, but she was not worth the price of a ticket. Every wrestler there, the hotel was paid for. Moolah slept in her car. She was not worth the price of a hotel room. And I seen them do that to the women's world champion. All your world champion, tribal, first class. Wendy Richter, when she was world champion, she traveled with me in a rental car. You understand?
Thunderbolt, I think you wanted to come in on this.
Well, man, it's just so much. It when you start talking about wrestling and you start talking about the question you asked, my mind just went back to back to the 70s, because that was what Jim Wilson, bless his soul, him and I were trying to get a unionized.
That's right.
We were trying to get wrestlers all around the country
to come
together and for a union.
For a union.
Because we didn't have no benefits, didn't have no retirement or nothing.
Nothing.
So let me tell you what I saw that happened. I don't have nothing good at all to say about the Crockett. You hear me? Because they were some of the two of them. I got Mr. Jimmy Crockett Sr. and Jackie Crockett are great men. Were great men. But that David and that Jimmy Jr., they were the downfall of a lot of things in wrestling, along with a few others. Eric Bischoff, one. Okay. But let me get back to this. When they started, when that was the time Ron Simmons was made champion.
Because
we were talking about trying to get unionized. We're talking about how they were treating the different individuals in right. So how you doing, sir?
Good.
I think we got a visitor here.
We got a visitor in the. Come on, give me your hand, sir. Everything going all right with you?
Yeah.
All right then. Will you be at the show tonight?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you tonight. Well, that's nice. People coming by the station.
Yeah, come by to say hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And people will be out there tonight.
Real nice. But I was saying to you that when he was made champion, and right along that same time, that was when Booker T said they would know about racism, but they were working around it.
No.
And all of them still got jobs, but they treat them like dogs. You know what I'm saying? But they still got jobs. They're still part of. But the Crockett's and most of them other places started feeding people. They started having those tapings. And they start feeding them instead of giving them some insurance. Is that right or wrong?
You're right.
And that was a subsistence. A little food.
Yeah.
Go to those places and make tapes. And they feed them real good. But I mean, I don't know. I never worked for Vince Jr. I worked for Vince Sr. one time. And but it seems as though Vince has, Jr. has done more for wrestlers than the rest of them, you know, by giving them a piece of this or making them little dolls. I never had a doll made or getting them something of the sales of their stuff. See, those are things that the rest of them didn't do that I don't.
No, that's right. Yeah,
Vince done those things.
Do you want to come back?
Vince a lot, but Vince
right.
Yeah, he did more for the wrestlers. No. Right,
That's one of the reasons. Yeah.
They got a wellness program right now, and I wish a lot of guys would take it. Like a lot of wrestlers had drug problems, and they got a wellness program. If you want to go and get cleaned out, the WWE would pay for that. So he's right. Vince Jr. had done more for the you know, ex-wrestlers.
Right.
Well, you know, he gave us a doll. He gave a lot of us what's called a legend contract. And a lot of guys, including myself, get what's called royalty checks every 3 months. So if he put your tape on or do anything for you, you get a royalty check. Where Thunderbolt, he writes for all the organization. They can play his tapes all day long. He don't get a quarter.
Don't get down.
Vince won't do that.
And it's all over. I mean, I'm on every tape that ever came out of Georgia. You understand what I'm saying? And Texas and Florida. And whatever. And, you know, that's the reason I call my so-called friend, Jerry Briscoe, because Jack Briscoe, before he died, he said they were giving some guys some money for using them tapes. My buddy didn't even call me back.
I want to come back to this union idea, because this is a very big idea in professional wrestling. Jesse Ventura toyed with it in the early 1980s as well.
Well, go back further. The first time I heard about it was through Sputton and Monroe.
Before we get there, though, I want to tie a knot in the independent contracting point of wrestling, because if that is the case, and I understand that it's independent contractors for everybody, then why still, if it's not a racial undertone, has there not been African-American world champions?
But no, wait a minute. Look, see, you can't run all this stuff together.
Right.
You can't run it all together, because you are going, there's no way that nobody can say that there's no racism in there. If they say that, that is a lie, because I have experienced it myself, and I've seen it happen. But as other things, I mean, they mistreated women. They mistreat. Man, Trump done exposed everything in the world that's going on. They done mistreat everybody. That's reading the stuff. Hey,
we know how you're voting, Thunderbolt. We know in November.
Black Trump, brother.
Wait a minute. Look up. But I mean, listen to him. Well, I mean, hey. I mean, look at Obama couldn't do nothing right for him.
No, everything he did,
didn't nobody like it.
That's right.
You know, you told a story last night, and I don't know if you want to tell it on air, that's fine, and if not, I understand. But you told a story about you had a movie produced, and when Obama became president, it came back to you.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And there's and
you want to hear?
If you want to tell it on air, go ahead.
Oh, yes, I want to hear. Look, let me tell you something. Now, this is the bad part about that. The guy that owned the production company is Steve Harris. He's a black guy, but he has a white guy doing all of his yes, no, yes, no. And it just happened to be a friend of my partner, Tony Evans. And this guy has been in several movies. And right after he was in a movie with John Cena, Well, I knew he was on John Cena. But for 2 years, they kept it. And we're going to get to it. We're going to do it. They paid me. And when Obama got elected president, that boy sent the tape back to Tony along with a tape of watermelons all over the White House lawn. Watermelons. Mm. That was.
You should have brought that so you could show it.
Just bought this. He didn't send it to me. He sent it to Tony Evans. I mean, my guy, my partner that worked with me. But this guy that done it works for the Steve Harris, the Destiny of a Black Woman, or the attorney that he had shot, the bald head guy. I met him in Atlanta. Oh, my story was well. Yeah, man, we're going to get to it. We're going to do it. But the individual that he had in charge, boom.
That being said, and I know you like Trump, and I get that, but things like that, when Obama became president, and Trump was one of the first to want to see his birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
What do you call stuff like that?
What would you call it? All of these things that we talk about and they say and Trump is saying and, well, Obama didn't say enough because everything he was peacemaker, peacekeeper. You know, he done a lot of things that he could. Then a lot of things he could not do because it would not allow him to do it. And I'm not saying I'm voting for Trump, but Let me say this. Trump has exposed the system, and Trump is better than anybody that they done had. Because he want to make a change.
A poll came out yesterday, not my poll, but it was a Quinnipiac poll that showed currently that among Tony Atlas has met Donald Trump. We'll hear about that in just a second. But Quinnipiac poll shows that all non-whites, 76% against Trump. What do you think that's about?
Well, I have no idea. I have no idea. The only link that the only reason that right now that I would say that I wouldn't vote for Trump or wouldn't, this is probably the only year I probably won't vote at all. And the only reason that I don't vote for Trump, I saw a picture of Trump and Vince McMahon Jr. saying that Vince McMahon Jr. is his biggest donator, and this is where Trump don't know nothing about me, but he know about that wrestling. Mm-hmm. Vince McMahon don't know no more about me than what somebody done told him. You understand? So I'm the squeaky wheel that don't get no oil. I'm not the one. I mean, they gonna deal with individuals that he want to deal with, that he can handle and use and deal with, you know. That's all I can say.
If somebody does have a question, 740-383-9944, we'll get that. We had some during the break there. Call in.
What was that statistic you just gave?
76% of non-white voters who were polled earlier this week say they will vote for Hillary before they will vote for Trump.
Well, I'm going to explain that. They never met him. They never met him. Now, I got a lot of respect for Hillary and the Clintons, but I remember they've been there before. I know Trump worked. Trump is the type of person, his name is everything. When I train a student, that's what I like about Trump. And people don't know this. I met him several times, and Trump always made me feel like I was better than him. When you meet him, he humbled himself to you. If you ever meet him in person, you feel like you the superstar. He treated every one of us wrestlers like we were the stars, and he was, you know, he don't put himself above no one. With all of his million, all that he did, he don't feel he's any better than anybody. Anybody that say they won't vote for Trump never met him. That people always make a judgment. The Bible said, judge not, yet ye be judged.
Yes.
Everybody judging this man. The only thing that they don't like about Trump is the fact that he speaks his mind. We're not used to that. We're not used to Teddy Roosevelt. We don't forget about how Ronald Reagan was. Ronald Reagan would tell you, shut up and get the hell out of there before you can shake a stick. Ronald Reagan didn't bite his tongue. Teddy Roosevelt didn't bite his tongue. We are used to these guys to say nicey nice things, you know, political correct thing that we all want to hear is all garbage. But Trump is one person that tell you what he think. You don't have to guess about what he think. He's not going to sugarcoat it for you. He's going to give it to you the way our parents gave it to us. Like every black parent out there have heard these words from their mom. I'm sure you had too, Thunderbolt. I brought you into this world and I would take you out.
That's
now,
for
if
sure.
If a mother say that to their kid, now they put her in jail. You can't speak your mind. But like what Thunderbolt just said, Trump is exposing them. It's not the politicians against Trump. It's not African Americans against Trump. Mm. The people that is against Trump are Washington lobbying because they can't buy him, they can't control him. That's why all night I kept calling him Donald Trump. The promoters could not control Thunderbolt. They couldn't. He was not a yes ma'am, a kiss butt to these promoters. He was a man. He spoke up. He told what he felt. He fought for what was right. Trump want to fight for what is right for America. If you read the history of Trump, Trump had done more for America. He had done more for this country than anybody running for president this year or last year. You tell me one thing that Hillary or Bernie Sanders had done for America. Name one. But I could name 1,000 things that Trump had done. He built the whole city. He gave thousands of people jobs. Talk about a job creator. Had Bernie Sanders created more jobs than Donald Trump? No. Give me one thing that he have done for this country. He been in the White House longer than Hillary. And nobody knows about him. He sat back up in the corner all these years. He's a cantankerous old man that don't like the system. And he talking to all these young people that don't have a job. Socialism, I would never vote for America to become communist. Now, I said it. Get mad at me. Socialism is the same as communism. What's the difference between socialism and communism? What is it? There ain't no difference. Now, we may have a few socialist program that is socially like, but they're not totally socially. Socialist is that the government say you gotta have it and you can't refuse it. I could refuse my Social Security check. I could refuse to pay Social Security. So that's not socialism. It may have a similarity to socialism, but it's not socialism. Socialism is government ran program, and you must participate, so no exemption from it. Now Donald Trump will do more. We do more for African America than any president we ever had. I tell you the reason why. He's like me. If you come to the gym, I'm a certified personal trainer at the Lewiston Auburn YMCA in Maine. I tell students, this is what I tell my student. I say, I want you to follow my program exactly the way I read it. I don't want you to change nothing. I want you to follow my diet exactly the way I read it. You got to stay away from steroids. Here's the reason. Once I become your trainer, you're not representing yourself anymore. You're representing me. So if I train you for a year and you're not in shape, and somebody say, well, who's your trainer? And you say, Tony Atlas. That make me look bad. And nobody want to sign up with me anymore. So all my student is representing my ability as a trainer. And if I don't get you in shape, if you don't get in shape, that make my company look bad. Trump is the same way. His name means everything. He put his name on things. And when he say, I'm going to help African America, he going to do it. Because if he don't do it, it destroys his brand. It hurts his name. He say he's going to build a wall and they're going to pay for it. Of course, you know how easy it is to make Mexico pay for the wall? Now, I'm a dumb old country boy and I know how to pay. I went to Japan in 1977. I was on the bus with Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Don Morocco, the Iron Sheik, and all these people. This was 1978. I was in Japan. I had a 1977 Lincoln Town car. I looked out the window. I said, I got a car just like that. The bus driver slammed on the brakes so hard he threw Andre out to the front seat, because they had a big seat that go all the way to the back, so Andre sat right in the middle and drink his beer. Andre fell on the floor. That's how hard he hit the brake. He come back to me and got down on his knees and said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Is everything okay? I said, what's wrong? He said, you are a very important man. I said, no. I said, Hulk Hogan and Andre, much bigger names than me, much more important to me. No. You more important than, you have a car like that? I go, yes. You more important than Hulk Hogan. You more important than Andre. And I said, why you say that? Now, I paid $15,000 for my Lincoln. Remember that Lincoln I had? Mm-hmm. I paid $15,000 for it. This is what he told me in 1978. To have an American car in Japan, you must pay $65,000 to $75,000. Why you think Detroit went out of business? Because Detroit cannot sell cars outside of the United States, but every dadgum car company outside of America can sell a car here. We import all these companies with saying all their automobiles here, but they were not allowed America to do that to their country. There's no way in the world that Ford or Chevy could ship that many cars to Japan. They put so much input tax on our product. I was in South Africa when they were lifting it in 1991, me and Dusty Wolf, and was doing when it was lifting apartheid. It was the end of apartheid, so they wanted a black wrestler to come there to represent that they serious about lifting apartheid. Ronald Reagan was there at the same, you know, was over there then. The thing that got me, we had Levi jeans on. There was people offering us $300-$400 for a pair of America jeans. You can't get American goods outside of America. People don't realize that. All these deals that Donald Trump is talking about, that's why I went for him, because I experienced that. I know the man to tell the truth. Most Americans don't know that. Mm-hmm. Every time you buy a Mitsubishi or Toyota, you are hurting American and you are helping foreigners, because all that money, our government will pay Mercedes-Benz to build their own plant here in America. They would pay them with U.S. tax dollars. They would do this. And then they would tell the American people that they had to get bailed out. Now, why America car dealers got to get bailed out? The reason is because, let's say you got 10 spaces. They tell Ford and Chevy, you got one spot. The other 9 spots belong to Japan, belong to China, belong to Mexico, belong to this place. America car dealers do not have America anymore. They have to share it. They have to share what they got with 10 or 20 other countries. But none of them countries, not one daggum one of them, will share one penny with America. And that's why, that's what he told the man, the daggum truth. Exactly. And when he said that, I jumped out of my seat, and I don't give a red ass about what anybody think about what Donald Trump say. If this country don't put that man in the White House, you better learn how to speak Chinese. Bottom line, if you don't know how to speak Chinese, it's your fault.
Okay.
This is the man they're going to change, because he knows. Oh boy,
my goodness.
Come on.
It's going to be watch out. But the calls, if you want to call it, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've had some calls come in, and we will get to them, I promise. 740-383-9944. Tony Atlas and Thunderbolt Patterson are the guests. Thunderbolt, I understand what Tony said, and I think a lot of people do, but do you think there's something... The reason that Donald Trump has a bad approval rating with certain groups is because of some of the things he says. Do you think that's part of the issue?
I'm
going to have you put your headset on, because we're getting a phone call. I do want to take the phone call here, and then we'll come back to that question. And here we go, and we'll get it here. You are on the air with Thunderbolt Patterson.
We
Hold on. We're going to get them here. We're getting the headset on. We're going to get these on in just a second here. But again, don't forget the big events coming up tonight at Tri River, 7 p.m., $10 a seat. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I guess, you know, you were talking about the surveys and the polls were taken. I'd kind of like to know whether or not what economic people they were talking to. I'm sure you get 76% of the white folk also saying that they would vote for Hillary over Trump, that are on welfare. You know, I hope they would take the polls over, you know, the working folk and the people who are on welfare and the rich minorities as well, and the working minorities as well as the ones that are, that I, you know, I guess what I want to know is what pool of people are they getting this information from?
I don't know where any poll comes from.
Yeah, well, who
exactly
said
it? That's what I'm saying. It can be awful skewed.
So, wait a minute. Who said this? Who said the poll?
It was at Quinnipiac University.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Well, that's probably true, but I think what the problem is I think where people have a lot of trouble with Trump, like I think I've always said, if Trump went out and said things about trade and just said things about what was going on in the world, there wouldn't be any trouble. I think people would say, hey, great ideas. I think where the problem comes in is when he does the stuff like calls women dogs, and when he says somebody's father helped assassinate JFK, and when he shows a picture of somebody. Tony, if somebody were your wife and said basically this is an ugly mental patient, would you say, well, I like that guy?
Well, no.
Well, would you like the guy that also sent a picture of, made a point of making that Trump's wife was a stripper?
No, I wouldn't like that either.
Then, you know, it's dirty politics.
But I don't know that two wrongs beget a right.
The problem is we're losing sight. I really have a guy to tell me I got an ugly wife that helped this country to get back where it should be and give American pride, give American people work, then have somebody attempt that lie to me. I'll give you an example. I walk up to a little kid one time and I ask a little kid, do I have a big nose? Now, if you want to know the truth, kids tell the truth. Now, this kid would not be politically correct. This is about a six-year-old kid. So I asked this kid, do I have a big nose? The kids looked up at me and said, no, not big, huge. you understand what I'm saying?
Well, it's true, but
a kid is being honest. When Trump, when you look at a woman, what he said about, what her name, Colorina?
Yeah.
We all were thinking that. We know he told the truth. It's the truth.
Okay.
We may not like him telling the truth. It may not be politically correct. You know, if I saw a person overweight, I can't tell him they overweight. If you're on a pill, I can't tell you that. That is, when I was a kid, my mother, we used to have, see, America used to be thick-skinned. My mother had an old saying. We forgot these old sayings that our parents taught her. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names would never work. When I was a kid, we called each other names and stuff like that. We went on with it. Maybe he shouldn't be saying that, but that got nothing to do with my paycheck. That got nothing to do with my mortgage. I mean, we looking at all this little penny ante stuff that is not going to... You could have Trump to go out there and talk as nice as the Baptist preacher. Is it your paycheck going to change? Is America a car dealer? Is America a car dealer? It ain't going to change nothing. It's just blown in the wind. We wasted a whole lot of time with a whole bunch of bull crap that ain't going to help nobody. Trump is talking about what's going to help somebody, and then they nitpicking. They didn't say he's going to build the... Why they don't talk about the trade policy he's talking about? Why he didn't talk about checking people that come in here to blow us to swivering?
Well, they did. Now, they have talked about the trade policy as of Monday night, because for the first time, he said how he was going to do it, and he was going to buy back our debt. And the economists came on from both parties and said that if you do that, he said that's a great move in business, but if you do that with the United States, you will devalue the dollar and offset the economy in the world. And I think another issue that...
Slow down. I'm not worried. I'm worried about us. You're missing the whole point what the man is saying. This other guy that talk about devaluating the economy and this and that, I'll tell you something right now. All we have to do is collect the debt of all the people that owe us money. You know how much money we give these freaking countries? They sitting up here running and calling us name and picking on our soldiers, killing our soldiers, and calling us name. And as soon as they get through bad mouthing America, they call up Obama and say, "Hey, can you add a couple more dollars to that check?"
But what if they wouldn't pay?
If we don't pay, maybe we shouldn't pay.
Well, what about the money that we owe China?
We pay Pakistan $4 billion a year $4 billion.
For what?
To be our friend.
To be my friend. My mother told me something about being about bad friend. My mother said, "You can't buy friendship.
You can't buy friendship.
They use it and abuse it and laughing at us, and Trump told the daggum truth. And you know how I know he's telling the truth? I've been there. I've been to Pakistan. I've been to Iraq. I've been to every country in the world, just about, with the exception of China, Russia, and North Korea. It's probably the only three places on this planet I'll never be. And when you leave outside of this country, they think we are the biggest sucker this side of the Mississippi." Yeah.
Now, that being said.
And Trump is right. I don't care what anybody says. The man is right.
Okay, and maybe he is, but let's come back to the point.
The point is, we're getting up the yang-yang, and we're not even getting a kiss.
All right. Okay, now, let's come back to Earth for a second here.
And that is Earth, brother.
I understand.
If you don't believe me, keep bending over.
This turned into crossfire for a second. I think some of the reasons that maybe he gets the bad press that he does are when he...
Because they can't control him. That's the reason.
And the bottom line,
he's not bought and paid for.
He's
his own man, like Thunderbolt. Right. Thunderbolt went through the same stuff.
And
that's what it is.
And he has the guts...
That's right.
...to say things...
To say what he
...that
mean.
The majority of the people are thinking. And don't have the balls enough to say.
Or the ability, or the power, or the men, and
it's just a little bit more.
Okay.
A little bit more.
He's a good man now.
If Trump don't change it, it won't
get changed.
Okay, that
this
being
is our
said,
chance right now. We got
one,
a chance.
One thing that frightened people, and it's when a lot of people...
Well, let me know. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, what frightened...
What frightened
people,
me?
What's frightening people
not
is
Trump.
The power that's been doing it their way.
Amen.
And want to keep on doing it their way.
Their way. And here comes Trump.
And so here comes Trump to show that.
That's
real
what's scaring
simple.
Him. It's Thunderbolt.
I like
See,
it.
See, you know why he understands Trump? They're two of the same.
Exactly, but I'll tell you where the difference is between Thunderbolt and Trump. When Thunderbolt said something,
the difference between Thunderbolt and Trump. I ain't got no money.
Here's a big point. When Thunderbolt says something, he sticks by it to the very end. One of the things that I think frightened people about Trump was the torture issue. When he came out in a debate and he said, "I think we should go back to torturing and even go beyond it." Then the next day, somebody, Jesse Ventura, your buddy, pointed out the next day, he said, "Now listen, first of all, we can't torture people because that's against the Geneva Convention, which we created, and it's not your job to call for torture anyway. You would be tried as a war criminal." Now, Jesse said that.
I know, but listen.
But now here's the problem. Can I just finish it?
Oh, my goodness.
No, Trump came back
so
after
wait
that.
Wait a minute. We got a guy on the line.
Yes, we do.
Sir, can you want to say something?
Go ahead. Why are you in here?
Well, the thing about the torture, what we're correcting that we're doing as far as torture is not life-threatening, or, you know, we're not putting their lives in danger. And I'll tell you what, these, like waterboarding or whatever, will get the truth out of these people and prevent another 9/11,
so
be it.
Let me tell y'all this. It don't go take me two seconds
to say what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
I think that our troops should follow the Geneva Convention when ISIS followed the Geneva Convention.
Exactly.
But ISIS is
They're not going to follow that.
What
happened? You want our military soldiers. Now, my brother spent 35 years in the military, and I know it's a lot of soldiers. One soldier told me that if he saw a leader of Al-Qaeda back when we was in Iraq, if he saw him, you know he had to make a phone call before he shoot him?
Right.
Okay, now, you think ICE was going to call Osama bin Laden before he shoot in America?
Let's,
they don't follow these rules.
I understand.
It's a different world. You got to fight fire with fire, brother. You can't be going there talking about, you go to the ICE leader right now. I understand your point, but you try to explain it to ICE. No. Don't try to explain it to the American people.
But here's the
end. We understand it. They don't understand it. That's the problem.
Here's the end result. Now,
Let me just put two points on this. That's the only
ISIS, tell it to ISIS.
Don't tell it to us.
ISIS is not a country. It's a terrorist organization, so they would never follow the...
But they're supported by the country. Okay. Where the money coming from?
Okay, Scott, you're right. They're not a country, so do we have to follow the Geneva Convention?
Very good.
Well, no, and
okay,
but that is
Scott. They would chop your head off.
Of course they would.
Play
of course they would.
And they would cook you in a pot and shrink your head down and ran around their neck. Scott, stop it.
I understand. But why does ISIS exist?
Because somebody is pumping money into them.
Okay, but the common belief is that ISIS hates Americans. They're chopping Americans' heads off.
But you got news for you.
Not just Americans.
Everybody.
Not just Americans, this all goes back to people blaming Muslims. This is the leaders over there using religion to kill people.
Now, see, we're getting, and if you want to say that, that's fine, but then we group all the Muslims together.
No,
that's not what I said, Scott. It's the leaders over there using Muslim religion as a background. It has absolutely nothing to do with
but we
religion.
We do that in this country too.
Okay, look.
Stop it, Scott. Wait a minute.
This is a spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
It is Muslims, all type of people get good people. All type of people get bad people.
That's right.
And the powers, this is principalities. This is rulers of the darkness, of high places, that want to control. And they have the tendency to put people, ethnic groups, people against each other, playing a game. This is no game. And those people don't let Trump telling them the truth.
You're right.
Because they want to keep this.
Ooh, oh boy, it was because I'm good with you on this one. Close. But the period that I wanted to put on that was when Trump said
I want to change his name to Thunderbolt
Trump.
Trump.
But look. Politically correct. Hey, you can't be politically correct when people is full of it.
With 3 minutes left, let me tie a knot. Because what I was saying was here's the differences between Trump and Thunderbolt Patterson to this degree.
Money.
When the torture thing came out, he said, "I'm for torture." Jesse Ventura, a guy I respect, Navy SEAL, defended people for this country. Said you can't do that. You'd be tried as a war. Now here's the point. Let me get to the end on this.
Then Trump comes back on television the next day.
and says, I was wrong. We would not actually torture. I'm actually wrong about what I said. That's what I think gives people some trepidation.
You know what? Look, man.
That's what's being bad about him because he come back and says, you know what, I'm wrong. When he doesn't come back and say, you know, I really shouldn't have said that or whatever, you criticize him for that.
Right. The guy can't win.
That's an opinion's
different than a fact, though.
You can say
somebody's wife's ugly.
Scott, slow up. Here's where the problem come in at.
We're in Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm. We got a world now out there. We got a world out there that all the goody-goody-good shoes ideas don't mean nothing to. Now, we can sit here and criticize what Trump say. Them people, they could care less what Trump say or what you say or what I say. They want to kill you, Scott.
Sure.
They want you gone. They want to wipe you and Israel off the face of the freaking earth. That's the bottom line. And while we sitting here picking and little penny ante stuff about Trump said this, or he shouldn't have said that, he shouldn't have said that. They laughing at it. This is the type of conversation they listen to on all these programs and laugh. They laugh about it because they can't believe that our intelligence falls to the little bitty stuff and ignore the big picture. The big picture is we need somebody in office right now. That we need somebody in office right now. They're going to put their foot down. In other words, we need to get rid of the substitute teacher and let the real teachers come in so the kids stop acting up in school. If we rewarding bad behavior, we reward bad behavior. Trump is right. When I was wrestling one time and a guy jumped
in. We're going to break in 20 seconds.
God.
We got another hour left. Tony Atlas, Thunderbolt. Boy, if this hour didn't get your blood pressure going.
Donald Trump, USA.
7
Donald
p.m.
Trump,
tonight
USA.
At the Pride River Center.
Donald
7
Trump,
p.m.
$10.
And this is not a paid commercial advertisement by Tony Atlas. We're going to break. Be back in 10 minutes.
1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting.